of 9-7. New coach this year in Aaron Thomas. And Aaron, first off, a little about yourself. You're new as the head coach, but you're very familiar with the program.
Yeah, this is my first year as a head coach. I've lived in Brookings my whole life, played volleyball here when I was in high school, played for 2 years at SDSU, have coached some of these girls in club volleyball for 2 years, and at the end of last year, I made a career change, and that opened up some time after school for me, and thought it was a great opportunity to come coach the Bobcats.
Well, 9-7 on the season. I have to be happy with that.
Yeah, it's been a really great, you know, kind of first half or kind of nearing the second half, which is wild to say. It's gone by really quick, but we've had a lot of really close games, a lot of really fun games. We played Huron early in the season, and I'm excited to play them again tonight.
Tell us about your team. I guess first things, you look a lot like Huron, not a lot of height.
Yep. We both don't have a lot of height. We have a couple really great outsides who play all the way around for us, a really great right side in Riley Thompson, our setter Kimber. You know, a lot of these girls, a few started last year, but a lot of new faces in the starting lineup for us. So we've got a great libero in Kylie Moe and some great middles, too, who can put up a block. But it'll be fun to play a kind of a similar match team, I think.
And what are some of the strengths here? Obviously, with the lack of height, you have to make up for it in different ways.
Yeah. A strength this year, you know, we've passed pretty well overall in serve receive. We've swung really well, too. Our hitting percentage has been pretty good for us and compared to years in the past. And I think for us, we're just working on being competitive every single day in the gym and on the court and just kind of bringing that fire.
And Huron Tigers come in, your scouting report on them. As I said, you look a lot alike.
Yeah, we do. I think, you know, a lot of volleyball comes down to serve and pass. Can you serve teams out of system? What do you do when they're out of system? And when they do get in system, how do you handle those balls? So, you know, for us, we'll be taking big swings at the ball and hopefully getting into our offense.
And finally, as you just mentioned, and getting pretty close to midseason now, what have you seen so far? What do you want to see the girls improve on here now as you get towards October?
Yeah, in the beginning half of the season, I think when we played here on the very first time back, that kind of first week of the school year, we really struggled with just being able to finish matches. We get into some really close games. You know, we lost to them. I think it was 26-24, another one that was really close to a couple other teams, too. And we've grown since then. We've been able to come back in games and finish games really strong. So that's something I'm really proud of that we've improved upon. And, you know, going forward, just getting better every day in the gym and competing every single ball. And as we get better, just applying those skills into the game.
Aaron Thomas, head coach of Brookings. Time out on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! This Huron Tiger moment is class of 1958 legend Dennis Bush. Dennis was a starter and all-stater on the undefeated 1958 boys basketball state champion. He also held the state pole vault record for many years and the Huron pole vault record till 2001. He was a member of some...
Hey, Jeff, did you just say something?
I did not. I've been muted, so...
Oh, okay.
What you probably heard was I was just queuing up my next interview.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Nope, we're good.
Scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
The school year places a heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways, so unnoticed visual problems can impact a child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
We're back on our pregame report talking with Tyann Ulmer, head coach of the Huron Tigers, as they're visiting the Brookings Bobcats tonight. Tigers coming off a loss at Aberdeen on Tuesday. And coach, a lot of kind of one step forward, one step back, two steps back sometimes. We kind of saw that again Tuesday with Aberdeen. Aberdeen, a team we had beat in five, boy, they just took control about midway through each set and just took it to us after that.
Yep, it's all about confidence. So if we don't have the confidence, they gain it, and then we all just break down.
I know you had said, too, that it seems like that point 12 is really kind of where we start to struggle. And again, you know, I don't know if the girls know that or not, or just a mental block, but, you know, until you get to 25, you got to keep playing.
Yep, and we had a mental day practice and lots of running if you make a mistake, and how are we going to get over that mistake error on point 12, and how are we going to keep that confidence and work harder when point 12 comes. So I think yesterday's practice was a good moment for that, and hopefully they can apply that practice to the court today.
Now, Brookings, they come in with a record of 9-7, but you look roster-wise and about everything else, they look a lot like us.
Yep, we just got to play quick and just keep them out of system, and we'll be okay.
You know, they don't have much height either. What are some of their strengths?
They have a good two outsides and a good two middles. We just got to keep making sure that we are eye-tracking the outsides and middles and where that ball is going.
Yeah, the bottom line is, I think you said it before, and we say this a lot with high school kids anyway, but just looking for a little boost of confidence right now.
Yep, and we just got to keep pushing that on them, just stay positive, and that has to come from them on the court, too. I can't do everything on the sidelines for them and stay positive as well, so they have to be able to pick themselves up on the court.
Ty Ulmer, head coach of the Huron Tigers, will take a break here on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge is hiring cooks, bartenders, servers, hostesses, and dishwashers. It's a great opportunity. You can work full-time, part-time, make extra money, and big tips. Apply in person at Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge or online at hangerrestaurantandlounge.com. Join the team at Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge. Apply in person or at hangerrestaurantandlounge.com.
Shane Hartman here at Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
We're minutes away from play-by-play. Let's meet the Huron Tigers.
Karen Cass, I am a sophomore, number one, and I'm a DS. Alexis Pigledor, junior, right side hitter, number two. Deja Claggett, senior, outside hitter, number three. Jensen Gergen, four, sophomore, stutter. Samantha Mingwardis, junior, number five, middle hitter. Ireland Henrich, senior, number six, DS. Kelsey Shuhart, senior, number seven, DS. Hilton Hines, sophomore, number nine, libero. Sydney Pay Severance, senior, number 10, outside hitter. Allie Davis, sophomore, number 11, outside hitter. Madison Hirschman, senior, number 12, DS. Maddie Jurgens, junior, number 15, DS. Aurora Dreyer, junior, number 16, right side hitter. Hampton Hines, senior, number 18, setter. Christina Johnson, senior, number 20, outside hitter. Mackenzie Simmonsma, senior, number 22, middle hitter.
Here's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And again, good evening back at the Brookings Auxiliary Gym. This is where they play all their volleyball for the most part. And, well, they have to play it in the Auxiliary Gym. Understand the Jostad Gym, which is right behind me, the main gym for basketball. They have had some floor issues with that going back about a year and a half. They've had some flooding in there and put in, I think they completely refinished the floor, if I understand right. But then had some more water in there over the summer, so they're back to trying to get the floor ready, and they want it ready to go, obviously, for basketball. But, again, the auxiliary gym where we're at is the home of Bobcat Volleyball anyway. Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update in the lower levels. JV, Brookings handled Huron in straight sets, 25-17 and 16. The sophomore match went three, so that's why we're a little late in getting started here tonight. In the sophomore match, Brookings won in three sets. Huron took the first set, 25-19. Then Brookings the next two, 25-22, 15-10. I believe Brookings outscored Huron 7-2 to end that final set and pick up the win here in three sets tonight. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Look at the schedule in AA for today. O'Gorman is hosting Roosevelt tonight. Vermilion is at Yankton. Mitchell is at Watertown. Sioux Falls Lincoln is at Harrisburg. And Sioux Falls Jefferson is at Brandon Valley. That's a look around AA in high school volleyball tonight. Cross country, I know, going on today here in Brookings. Huron was running at that. I don't know if I'll be able to get those results on during the course of the match, but certainly you'll have it on the sports tomorrow morning. And a reminder, we do have football coming up tomorrow. We're traveling to Aberdeen to play the Golden Eagles. That is still a 7 o'clock kickoff, 6:30 pregame here on Tiger 95. There are some schools, mainly further to the south, that are moving up their start times due to the threat of thunderstorm activity tomorrow and tomorrow night. And, of course, I would imagine most everybody that's playing a home football game this week is probably celebrating homecoming. I know it's homecoming week in Brookings as well, so you want to get that homecoming game in. And just overall, it's hard to reschedule football games any way you look at it. So some schools closest to us, Woonsocket, Westington Springs, Sanborn Central, they're hosting Trip Delmont Armor, Andy Central, Dakota Christian. There's a mouthful right there. That game, I believe, in Springs, and they moved that up an hour to a 6 o'clock kickoff. Other than that, most of the games that I've seen, and there are some of the larger schools that have moved their times up as well. And, again, going to beat the rain. Hard to believe we've went so long without any rain, and now here we are with a bunch of rain and maybe some thunder and lightning on the what will be the last full day of summer tomorrow. But that's the way weather will treat us here in South Dakota. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes, come back and get set for our lineups, anthem, and start this match. Brookings and Huron High School Volleyball coming up. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Lane Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Lane Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics that pop? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron. For a great meal, count on the Scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
And we are back at the Brookings Auxiliary Gym getting set for high school volleyball tonight. A little late here, but it is 11 minutes after 7 o'clock on KIJV AM FM in Huron. As getting the final few seconds here of the warm-ups, and I'm just going to kind of hang on to see if we're doing the anthem first or the introductions first. Officials for our game are backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office Consumer Affairs Division. Didn't get both names, but one of the officials is definitely a familiar face. Tim Neihart of Huron is one of the officials. They are the law on the court and backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office Consumer Affairs Division. So getting set for the introductions, and one thing I was waiting for to see what color tops Brookings had on, but they do have red here on in their black. So again, I always like it, and I don't know why it's always a struggle sometimes in volleyball, but I like it when they have the contrasting colors, which they should here in anytime you get into a match in a volleyball. Sometimes, like in the sophomore matchup, both teams were wearing black tonight, and to me, that just gets a little confusing. Okay, we're going to do the anthem first, so we'll take a timeout of 2 minutes, come back with the lineups. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
In 30 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brand. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
Are you ready for a new era in orthopedic care? HRMC introduces Dr. Kevin Hofer, a proud Huron native, bringing revolutionary orthopedic care to our community. Dr. Hofer offers expertise in robotic-assisted surgery for less pain and a faster recovery. Superior orthopedic care is available locally. Join us in welcoming Dr. Hofer and embracing the future of orthopedics. HRMC, the right care is right here.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
And getting into the introductions here, as the Brookings Bobcats host the Huron Tigers High School Volleyball on this Thursday night. Girls we expect to see on the floor today for Brookings. Again, their head coach is Aaron Thomas, her first year as the head of the Bobcats. Kylie Moe is a 5'3 senior libero. Addison Sneer, a 5'4 senior defensive specialist. Macy Even, a 5'8 sophomore, outside and right side. Sydney Bebensee is a 5'5 senior outside. Kimber By is a 5'7 junior setter. Riley Thompson, a 5'8 junior, right side outside. Ariel Farrell is a 5'9 junior middle. Morgan Norgard is a 5'3 junior defensive specialist. Tess Burns, 5'10 junior and middle. And I'm right above the Brookings student section, so they're booing the Huron Tigers as they're being introduced. Here on Tigers, head coach Ty Ulmer, her first year as head coach. Girls we expect on the floor today, Deja Claggett, a 5'6 senior outside. Samantha Magnoradeff, a 5-time junior middle. Kelsey Schuart is a 5'5 senior defensive specialist. Hilt Nines, 5'8 sophomore libero. Allie Davis, 5'7 sophomore outside. Madison Hirschman, a 5'4 senior defensive specialist. Maddie Jurgens is a 5'2 junior defensive specialist. Aurora Dreyer, 5'11 junior right side. Hampton Hines, 5'8 senior setter. And Kenzie Simmonsma, a 6-foot senior middle. Huron Tigers come in with a record of 6-4, 1-6 in a row to open the season, then lost 4 in a row. Brookings comes in at 9-7. Again, Brookings a few more matches just because they've been in two tournaments, those best 2 out of 3 tournaments. You tend to play more matches because, well, you just can. The two teams did meet in the Huron Invitational, a 2-set-to-1 win for Huron, but a tight one with that third set going 26-24 in favor of Huron. So I think we got all the introductions here. Now we just need to get the lineup set, and we'll finally be ready to play some volleyball here at the Brookings Auxiliary Gym. Huron wearing black tops tonight, orange numbers and letters, white shoulders and orange and white trim. Brookings wearing red tops with white numbers, a little bit of black trim on them. White numbers and letters for Brookings. So there you go. Those are the particulars. And after a wait, we are finally ready to play volleyball, running about 20 minutes late due to the length of the sophomore match, which went 3 sets. On paper, teams look pretty even. Brookings has been playing a little better. They're coming off a 5-set win against Mitchell on Tuesday, so see how their legs go, and that was down in Mitchell, so that can have effect on your legs as a match wears on, and be interesting to see that as well for the Brookings Bobcats. Have the two liberos on the floor, so I think we are finally ready, and Hampton Hines will get this match underway for the Huron Tigers. I'm just about on the center of the net. And again, behind the Brookings student section, serve across, serve receive, back row even. Here's the set to the left, cross court, Jurgens with the dig. To the left side, Claggett tips over the double block, dug out by Burns. And just going to be a free ball by Kimber Byes. Set by Hines, Magmoradeff goes with the tip and goes wide left. And Brookings gets a 1-0 lead on the hitting error by the Huron Tigers. Now to serve for Brookings is Kimber Byes. Sends it back row and misplayed by Jurgens. She brought her arms in front of her instead of just getting down there and getting that traditional volleyball set. That's an ace for Kimber Byes and a 2-0 lead here for Brookings early on. Byes with the serve. Claggett goes down to get it. Overpass. Brookings can set it up. Byes will set, right side hit, nice dig by Hilt Nines. Hampton back sets Dreyer off the right side, up the middle. The dig there by Even. Left side hit off the top of the nest, nice dig by Hilt Nines. Hampton sets, Claggett with the hit cross court and shanked into the stands by Kylie Moe. Huron on the board on the kill by Claggett. 2-1 lead, Brookings just underway. That brings Allie Davis into the front row for Huron as Jurgens comes off the floor. And Claggett will serve for the Huron Tigers. Claggett off to the sideline, set by Byes, coming off the left-hand shake, tipped by a couple of players. That'll be a kill for Riley Thompson. And Brookings up 3-1 here in set one. Rotate around, and Sid Bevensey will serve for the Brookings Bobcats. Back row. Serve receive goes sideways. Davis saves it. Third hit. Just got a free ball. Hampton Hines does. Byes with the set for Burns. Her hit tipped at the net by Magmoradeff. And then the return goes to the net, and there's just nobody there. Back row player did what they're supposed to, but boy, I'm not sure what Huron was trying to do, but somebody needs to be there on that second hit. Serve across. Hilton Hines on serve receive. Hampton Hines will set. Hit is blocked by Burns. The ascent, even on the left side, goes long, hitting air on Brookings, and Huron pulls within 4-2. I wonder if Brookings student section is going to do this every time a hit goes out by Brookings. They're saying touch right now. Hilton Hines with the serve. Back row serve receives shanked in the back row by Mo. That's an ace for Huron. Huron within 4-3 and give the ace to Hilton Hines. 4-3, Huron a chance to tie it here. We're just underway in Brookings. Serve back row, serve receive. Even will send it across. Tip blocked at the net. Saved by Simmonsma, but again, the ball goes right between three girls. That's the second time. Ball's there for somebody to be played, and nobody calls it, nobody gets it. And the air gives the serve back to Brookings, the side out to Brookings. Into the front row for Brookings is Ariel Farrell. Serve back row, Cleggett on serve, receive, set. Left side hit, Dreyer, cross court. Ooh! That looked like it caught the line, but the line judge set out. 6-3. That looked like a good call for Brookings. Serve by Brookings. That's Lydia Walker, goes into the net. Service error here on back within 2, 6-4. First service error on either team, Kelsey Shuard in for Huron. She will serve and play back row for the Tigers. Float it back row, serve receive Brookings, buys with the set. Coming left, even back row. Hilton Hines there, Hampton will set. The tip by Davis, back row. Dug out by Bebensee. Left side even, into the net or was a block. Either way, it's going to be a point Huron. Must have been a block. And Huron within 1-6-5. They don't have a kill and ace scoreboard up here, so I'm kind of on my own here. That looked like it was into the net. Maybe it was a block. In any case, Huron within 1. Shuhart kind of shanked by Even. Kept alive Bebensee. Even will free ball it. Simmonsma overpass, and that will allow Brookings to wind up and send it back. That'll be a kill for Farrell. Simmonsma made the dig, but just put it right back across the net. And Farrell said, thank you very much. Brookings serving. And that will drop in front of Shuart for the ace. And Brookings up 8-5. Give the ace to Riley Thompson. Second ace of the set for Brookings. 8-5. Brookings leading. Once again, Thompson with the serve. And, ooh, out. Again, that one looked like it was in. Huron will take the call and back within 2-8-6. Well, from my vantage point, again, that looked like it was in. Of course, we had a hit that looked like that Brookings got a call where it looked like it was in and called out. Juergens back in to serve. Serve received back row. Going to be tipped down by Byes. Nice dig, Juergens. Reballed across by Simmonsma. Set to the left. The tip by Even, and the Tigers can't dig it out. Nice tip by Even. Got Huron spread out. Gets her first kill, and Brookings back up 9-6 here in set one. Serving for Brookings is Macy Even, and that will be another ace. Falls in front of Shuart. Ace for Macy Even. That's the third ace of the first set for Brookings. And Brookings up 10-6 in set one. Even looking to keep momentum going. Serve received Juergens. Set across. Cleggett with the hit. Nice dig back row. Even set to the left. The hit. Bebensee goes way long. Hitting air Brookings. And here on back within 3. 10-7. In to serve for Huron is Madison Hirschman, designated server for Huron. Puts it back row, and a serve receive set to the left. Bebensee with the tip. Flips it in front of Shuart. Bebensee with her first kill. And Brookings opens a four-point lead, 11-7. And Kylie Moe, libero, will serve now for the Brookings Bobcats. They lead by four. Serve back row. Jurgens on serve. Receive back set. The hit make more death off the top of the block. Dug out by Even. Set to left. Bevensee will tip. Clay get a nice dig. Quick set across by Hines. But Moe was ready for that one. Left side Bevensee. Back row. Hilton Hines. Hampton with the quick set. Played by Bynes. Off to the left. Bevensee blocked at the net. Make more death. Dug out by Burns. Bevensee again. Left side. Back row. Hilton Hines. Hampton will set across. Claggett off the left side, down the middle, and we have a net call on Brookings. And Brookings here on back within three now at 11-8. And Hampton Hines serving. Hampton back row, serve, receive. Bies will set to the left. They hit Bevensee into the net. Hitting error, and Huron back within two, 11-9. Huron has not led here in the first set. Hampton Hines serving as Huron just keeping in it at this point. Serve receive, buys with the set. Bevensee off the left side. Nice dig by Jurgens. Set across Claggett left side. Down the middle. Nobody home, and Brookings was in the net anyway. Huron within one, 11-10. 3-0 run for the Huron Tigers. Chance to tie here with Hampton Hines serving. Hampton back serve receive even. Bevensee off that left side. Tipped at the net. Hilton Hines stays with it. Back in the middle. Here comes Claggett again. She goes long. And Huron fails to tie it. Brookings back up two at 12-10. On to serve for Brookings now. The setter Kimber Buys. Buys off the top of the net. Jurgens keeps it alive. Nice play and slapped across by Claggett. And she finds an open spot right up the middle. Kind of froze the two back role players, Moe and Even. Claggett with her third kill. And Huron again within one as Claggett steps back to serve now for the black and orange. Claggett back row, serve, receive, Moe. Set across, just going to be a two-hand tip to the corner and nobody home. Riley Thompson saw the floor well, gets her second kill, and Brookings back up two at 13-11. Bevensee will serve for the Brookings Bobcats. Serve receive back row, Hilton Hines. Hampton will back set. Davis will tip into the front row, dug out by Even. Back set, right side hit by Thompson, dug out by Claggett. Here comes the two-hand tip, Davis. Again, Brookings was ready. Set to the left, Even with the hit off the side, through the block. Nice save by Hampton Hines, and Dreyer will free ball it. Here's the tip by Burns. She went up high and just tapped it over the double block. And Brookings back up by three, 14-11. First kill for Tess Burns, and Huron's going to use a timeout. We're in set one, Brookings 14, Huron 11, timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
Right home. This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your need without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Dakota Sports, KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Off the timeout, served by Brookings. Tip across by Allie Davis. Brookings can set it up. Buys, back sets, right side hit. Thompson shanked and on the ricochet. Nice play, make more depth to keep it alive. Here comes Burns and she'll rip it way in the back row. Great play by make more depth to keep that alive. And then Brookings comes and rips it way long, 14-12. Huron back within two. Hilton Hines to serve for Huron. Back row to the corner, serve, receive, Bevensee. Set to the left, they hit by Even, right down the middle. Hilton Hines there. Oh, Dreyer didn't see it coming towards her. It kind of went off the court a bit. Dreyer didn't see it, and by the time she recovered, she couldn't do anything with it. Brookings back up by 3, 15-12. Checking in to serve for the Bobcats is Lydia Walker. Serve, receive, Claggett. Set for Davis. She'll hit it long. And Brookings up 4, 16-12. I believe this equals the largest lead for Brookings here in the first set. Again, Huron has never led here in set one, 16-12 Brookings. Now the scoreboard just went off. And I guess we're going to play without the scoreboard, so this will make things interesting. We'll keep playing. Serve, receive. Allie Davis to the right. The hit cross court. And Dreyer, a nice hit. Dumped it in front of Bies, who kind of shanked it. First kill of the evening for Aurora Dreyer. And here I'm back within 3, 16-13. And the scoreboard is quickly up and operating again. Shuard in to serve and play back row. Serve, receive, overpass, dumped back by Davis. Brookings keeps it alive. Even will tip over the block, then shanked by Hampton Hines. Huron just almost looked like a little too aggressive on the block. And Macy Even picks up her second kill. And Brookings back up 4, 17-13 in set one. Serve, receive, back row, overpass, knock back. Nice block, Hampton Hines. It was an overpass, was tipped back by Brookings, and Hampton just went up and rejected it. Hampton gets her first kill. And again, Huron stays close at 17-14, Brookings. Maddie Juergens in to serve and play back row for the Huron Tigers. Juergens puts it back row, serve, receive, Moe. Up the middle, the hit. Tigers get a block, saved off the net by Simmonsma, free ball by Claggett. Here's the set across to Even, left side, up the middle. Nice dig. Hilton Hines kept alive Shuart. Hilton Hines will just free ball it. Buys with the set across to Even, left side, into the net. Four-hit attack, and here on back within 2, 17-15. Huron just, like I said, Huron is not led, but haven't really let Brookings get too far ahead on the loose either. Serve, receive, back row, Brookings, back set. The hit by Farrell, and that kind of handcuffs Huron from the back row. Farrell will get her second kill. And Brookings back up 3, 18-15 in set one. Even now rotates to the back row. She'll serve. Serve, receive, Shuart. Set, and Simmonsma up the middle, blocked at the net. Brookings gets control to the left. Bevensee with the free ball over the head of Juergens and right in the corner. Huron again just crowded too much into the middle, and Bevensee read the court. Saw she could go with the cross court, and Brookings back up 4, 19-15. Serve received, Claggett. Quack set across Hampton Hines on the ricochet off the net. Brookings can't get to it. Hampton so good at that sleight of hand, and well, Huron just needed a point there. Good decision by Hampton Hines, her second kill. And here on back within 3, 19-16. Designated server, Madison Hirschman in for Huron. This is the rotation with Hilton Hines on the bench. Serve received, buys with the set. The hit through the block, kill for Farrell. It rolled over the block and just fell into that campfire. Nobody home. Brookings back within 4, 20-16 as Hines back into the back row for Huron. Hilton. And serving for Brookings is Kylie Moe, their libero. Back row, serve, receive, Claggett, bumped by Hines. Claggett from the left through the block, shanked back and saved by Juergens, and she hits it out. It almost looked like the Brookings block would have went out, but Juergens went over and made a play on it. And Brookings now up 5, biggest lead here of set one. Huron going to burn their second timeout. Brookings up 21-16 in set one, timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Brookings has opened their biggest lead of set one at 21-16, and Kylie Moe serving off the Huron timeout. Serve received Juergens, tip, but blocked back by Bebensee, I believe. Set, quick set by Byes, but Juergens was ready for that. Claggett with the two-hand tip over the block, dug out by Bebensee. Quick set Byes. Hines will set back to Claggett. Claggett with their hit through the block. Nice diving save by Brookings, and Byes dumps it, and Huron can't dig it out. Byes with the kill. And Brookings starting to close in on it now, up 22-16. Was a great save in the front row by Brookings. I did not see who it was. It might have been Morgan Norgaard, either her or Bebensee. Bottom line is it was a great save there on the dig by Brookings and ultimately set up the point for the Bobcats. Moe serving. She's been at that service area for a while. Hines with the quick set up the middle. Moe is there. Set across to the left. Bebensee off the top of the Tiger block. Hines will set. Claggett coming off that left side, drills it through the block. Huron needed the point. Huron back within five, 22-17. Claggett now with four kills. Dreyer into the front row as Schuhart comes off the floor. And Hampton Hines will serve for the Huron Tigers. Serve to the back row and almost net. And Byes, oh, she just caught Huron flat-footed. I thought Byes was going to go into the net, then she just... She did the quick set, went right over Sam McMorda's head, and there was nobody there to play it. Byes with her second kill, and Brookings 2 points away at 23-17. Service error on Brookings. Kimber Byes put that into the net. That is the second service error against the Bobcats. Huron gets one back, and it's 23-18. Brookings, Claggett serving for the Huron Tigers. Back row, serve, receive, Moe, set to the left, hit by Thompson, dug out by Hilton Hines. From the left side, Davis up the middle, nice dig by Byes, set across, Thompson again, back row, Hilton Hines there. Hampton back sets, Dreyer leans into it and sends it all the way to the basketball baseline. Out, and Brookings at set point at 24-18. Serving is Sydney Bebensee for Brookings. Back row serve receive Hilton Hines. Set for Meg Moore. Death blocked by Burns. Sent back across by Hines. Set in the middle. Burns tips this time. Tigers get a hand on it but can't clean it up. And Burns will get the kill to a wrap up set number one as Brookings wins it 25-18. Brookings up one set to none. We'll take a timeout. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Expand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways, so unnoticed visual problems can impact the child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge is hiring cooks, bartenders, servers, hostesses, and dishwashers. It's a great opportunity. You could work full-time, part-time, make extra money, and big tips. Apply in person at Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge or online at hangerrestaurantandlounge.com. Join the team at Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge. Apply in person or at hangerrestaurantlounge.com.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
We head to set number two. Brookings up one set to none, 25-18. They take the first set on your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Get a score update here shortly as Brookings serves to start the second set. Hines with the set. Claggett with the hit on the line, and it is in. And Huron has their first lead of the night, 1-0 here in set number two. O'Gorman defeated Roosevelt 25-23 in set one. Harrisburg top Lincoln 25-14 in the first set. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Hines with the serve. Not a great serve receive. Brookings gets into position and gets it across. Hines will set. Claggett with the tip and did not get it over the net. She had Thompson looking at her with the block, but never crossed the net. Four-hit attack on Huron. And we're tied at one. And Sid Bebensee will serve for the Brookings Bobcats. Back row serve received to Juergens. Tip across Claggett. Here on control, Brookings controls. Hit by Thompson through the block. Illegal hit as Meg Moradeth got the block, but then it came down and she pretty much just caught it. And Brookings quickly takes the lead here 2-1 in set number two. Served by Bebensee, who just got the kill, and now she has an ace, too, as she drops that in front of Claggett. And it's 3-1 Brookings in set number two. Bebensee on the serve. Serve received Juergens. Saved off the net by Hines and free balled across by Hilton Hines. Back set. Right side hit. Walker was a tipped. It wasn't landed in anyway. Or Thompson, excuse me, Thompson with the kill. And Brookings up 4-1, so Huron had a 1-0 lead. Now a 4-0 run by Brookings as they have the early lead here in set number two and already up one set to none. Bebensee with the serve goes long. Service error. Huron gets one back. It's 4-2. Third service error on Brookings. They had two in the first set. Claggett will serve now for the Huron Tigers. Claggett, back row, serve, receive, Brookings. Bynes will set it. Burns will go with that tip, and she just puts it over and hits it right on the line. Tess, she's the tallest girl on the Brookings roster, but boy, she's just so good at the finesse. She's not hitting it hard. She's hitting them where they ain't. Tess Burns, her third kill. Brookings up 5-2. Serve receive back row. Hilton Hines. Brookings gets control of it. Buys back set. The hit back row dug out by Hilton Hines. Set going to be a free ball. Allie Davis. Brookings. Buys will set it. Left side even. Back row. Hilton Hines is there. Hampton will set. And there's Davis with the hit to the back row. Dug out and will go into the stands. Allie Davis will get her first kill of the evening. Here I'm back within two at 5-3 in set two. Hilton Hines will serve for Huron. It seems like Huron's just been in catch-up here the whole night. It's because they have. Hilton Hines, serve receive even from the back row. Set to the left, even with the hit back row. Nice play by Hilton Hines. And Aurora Dreyer hesitated but did get the free ball. Set, here's the two-hand tip. Dug out by Davis, quick set across. Hampton Hines. Dug out by Moe. Right side hit and shank by Hampton Hines. That'll be a kill over there on the right side for Ariel Farrell. That's her fourth, and Brookings back up 6-3. Riley Thompson serving for Brookings. Serve received Claggett. Bumped ahead. Davis right side. Back row. Bebensee digs it out. Left side hit even through the block. Even with the kill. She's got three, and Brookings gets up 7-3 here in set two. Serving again, Riley Thompson, back row Claggett. Pass ahead, Davis, going to be a free ball, Hampton Hines. Brookings gets control. Set to the left, even with the hit off the top of the net, played by Hampton Hines, Hilton Hines. Here's Davis from the middle, through the block, Allie Davis. A good job of defeating the double block, just slammed it right through. Second kill for Allie, 7-4. Brookings' lead is cut to 3. Dreyer out, Shuhart in. Kelsey will serve and play back roll for the Tigers. Serve, receive, in. Nope, into the net. Shuhart misses on the serve. First service error against the Huron Tigers tonight. And Brookings up 8-4 in set number 2. Serve, receive, and that'll be an ace. Hilton Hines had to go to her knees to get it and just didn't get much air on the serve, receive. Nobody else could get to it. Brookings up 9-4. Give the ace to Mary Even. She has two aces on, or Macy Even. And there's another ace. Drops it right in front of Hilton Hines again. Back-to-back aces for Macy Even. Brookings up 10-4, and Huron needs a timeout. Brookings up 1-0 and up 10-4 in set 2. We'll take a timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Shane Hartman here at Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Some work to do for the Huron Tigers, down 10-4 in set 2. Served by Even, serve receive Shuhart. Hines will set. Simmonsma right side, blocked back, dug out by Hampton Hines. Simmonsma will free ball. Brookings can set it up. Buys with the quick set right in the campfire. Shuhart can't get to it. 11-4 Brookings, already getting some space here in set number 2. Kimber buys her third kill, first of this set. Shank, but saved by Hampton Hines. Hilton with the free ball. Buys with the set. Hit off the left side into the net. Yep, four-hit attack. I didn't think that was blocked by Huron. Four-hit attack. And Huron gets one back. It's 11-5 Brookings. Maddie Juergens to serve now for Huron. Serve receive back row Even. Back set, the hit by Farrell. Tigers dig it out. Quick set and blocked at the net. What a king-size block by Ariel Farrell as Hampton Hines was trying to do the quick set, and it just got knocked straight back. Actually, that'd be a block kill, not a kill. 5 kills for Ariel Farrell, and Brookings up 12-5. Bobcats on the serve, serve, receive, a Shuhart. Set for Claggett. Her tip, cross court, beautifully played Claggett. She just did that front row tip going to the opposite side. One back for Huron is 12-6. Fifth kill for Claggett, but first of this set. Hirschman, the designated server, in for the Huron Tigers. Her serve, back row, kind of shanked, saved by Moe. Free balled by Burns. Huron will set it up. Set for Meg Moradeth, leans into it. Dig, buys in a collision. They can't get it across as buys and Norgaard kind of collided there. Meg Moradeth will get her first kill. And Huron within 5, 12-7. Again, Hirschman on the serve for the Tigers. Serve receive, back row by Norgaard. Back set, Burns, she'll hit it, blocked at the net, Claggett. Here comes Burns again, goes with the two-hand tip. Hines was ready, bumped by Hirschman. Here's the tip across Claggett. Set, off to the left. The hit by Bebensee, dug out. Huron almost didn't go after the ball, then free-balled by Claggett. Buys on the second hit, will attack, overpass, and it goes over. I think Burns thought that it was going to be tipped by Hines, and she just couldn't get, Hines couldn't get to it. And Burns ended up mistiming her jump because of it. 12-8. Huron within 4. Serve received. Nice play in the back row. Sprawling to get that one was Even. Left hand and a hit into the net goes Brookings. That'll be a kill. Meg Moradeth drilled it up the middle anyway. Sam with her second kill. And Huron has sliced it to 12-9. 4-0 run by Huron. To get close, Hirschman serving. Back row serve, receive, bumped ahead. Free ball across, Meg Moradeth digs it out. Set to the left, the hit up the middle. Clegg, nice dig by Moe to the left side. Bebensee with the hit. Tigers block. Clegg can't quite get the save. Bebensee with the kill. Fourth kill for her. Breaks the Huron run. It's 13-9 Brookings in set two. Again, Brookings is up one set to none. Kimber buys. Setter serving into the net. Service error. Huron back within three, 13-10. Second service error this set for Brookings, four total. And Hampton Hines will serve as Huron's made a complete rotation here in set two. Hines serving for the second time. Serve receive Moe, bump ahead, going to be free balled by Even. In the back row, Clegg, bump ahead, Clegg off the left side, cross court. Nice dig there by Moe, back set. Right side hit, middle Walker, and knock back. Overpass by Huron, and Bebensee was right there to put it back. Bebensee with five kills, and Brookings back up four, 14-10. Bebensee, after the nice kill, will step back and serve for the Bobcats. Into the net, another service error by Brookings, and Huron back within 14-11, third service error against the Brookings Bobcats in this set, five total. Clegg back to serve for the Huron Tigers. Davis into the front row for the black and orange. Back row serve, receives shanked in the back row. That's an ace for Clegg, and Huron within two at 14-12. Second ace of the night for Huron. And Huron being down seven at one point, now down two. Clegg serves. Serve receive overpass. Knocked back by Davis. Moe digs it off the net. Free balled across by Brookings. And now we just have a lot of back and forth on one hit. Here's Davis, an illegal hit. Going to go on Huron. I believe that was Dreyer trying to get it across to Davis. And illegal hit called. Double hit officially. 15-12. Had a lot of one hit slaps there between the two teams. And sorry, I tried. Just can't keep up. Brookings a serving, serve receive Davis, set. Here's Meg Moradeth with the tip. Brookings was ready for it. Set to the right, the hit back row goes long, hitting air Thompson, and Huron again within two, 15-13 for as bad a start as Huron had. Tigers have crept back within two. Hilton Hines will serve for Huron. Trying to cut the lead again. Back row serve, receive, buys off the net, hit, blocked back at the net by Huron, and a whistle. They're going to call illegal hit, trying to clean it off the net. Farrell, and that's just hard to do when you're going down with your hand at your knee and not having a legal hit. 15-14, that's a block kill for Kinsey Simmonsma. Huron a chance to tie. Serve goes wide right, service error. Instead, Brookings back up two, 16-14. Second service error, this set for Huron, two total. Brookings on the serve, Clegg serve, receive, saved by Simmonsma, but it goes out. The serve receive kind of came as a line drive, and Simmonsma did her best, but just couldn't get things lined up. And Brookings back up three, 17-14, with Thompson serving. Hines with the quick set. Dug out by Moe. Set to the left. Even with the hit block back. Moe digs it out. Set to the left. Here's Even again. Pops it over the block. Nice save. Hilton Hines, but puts it into the net. Even will get the kill. Her fourth. And Brookings, just like that, extends the lead back to four. Huron had a chance to tie. Now it's 18-14. Brookings back up by four in set two. Another service error by Brookings. Thompson puts it into the net. Four service errors on Brookings, and that gets Huron back within three, 18-15. Shuhart will serve for the Huron Tigers. Shuhart pops it back row. Serve, receive, Moe. Set to the left. The hit by Even. Off the top of the block, Clegg. Now Hines, third hit, going to be free balled by Hampton Hines. And then Brookings just had two girls get caught flat-footed. A gift kill, I guess, for Hampton Hines, as he had Moe and I believe Norgaard just stood there and kind of thought the other was going to take it. And here I'm back within two, 18-16. Serve back row, serve receive. Bies will line it up. Left side even with the hit. Dug out by Hilton Hines. Hampton will set. Simmons mine to the back row. Norgaard digs it out. Send it ahead even from the middle. Dig by Claggett. Set by Hines and going to be free ball and an illegal hit. Double hit going to go on Hampton Hines. And the lead back at 3, 19-16, Brookings. Even on the serve. Serve receives Schuhart. Bumped ahead. Left side hit. A Davis to the corner. Nice dig. Norgaard bumped ahead. Left side hit. Bebensee into the net. I don't think that was blocked. Point for Huron anyway. Huron back within 2, 19-17. Juergens in. Davis out for Huron. Maddie Juergens to serve. Serve back row and picked up nicely by Norgaard. Back set, right side hit. Punch through the block. Kill for Farrell. She's got 6 kills. And Brookings again up by 3, 20-17. Kylie Moe, the libero, will serve for the Bobcats. Back row, serve received to Schuhart. Back set. Simmons with the hit. Block. Burns cleans it off the net. Going to be free ball by Bebensee. Off to the set. Here's the left side hit down the middle. Dug out by Moe. Quick set across by Juergens there. Set for Claggett. A little off the mark. Deja, though, able to get it across. Buys with the set. Left side, Bebensee through the block. Dug out Hilton Hines. Simmonsma with the hit and put it into the net. Almost like she took the swing too far from the back of her head. Ends up into the net. Brookings up 21-17. Huron going to burn their second and final timeout here. Set 2. Brookings leads. Brookings up 1-0. Timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
Review with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Pop? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron.
Dakota Sports, KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Here on out of timeouts here in set 2, 21-17. Brookings leading. Huron's only led once in the first two sets. That was 1-0 to begin this set. Serve receives Schuhart. Pass ahead. Just a free ball. Huron can't set anything up, even from the back row. Buys with the set. Left side hit. Bebensee into the net. Hitting error. Brookings puts Huron back within 3, 21-18. Hirschman, designated server for Huron. Serving specialist. Meg Moradeth into the front row for Huron. Hirschman with the serve. Serve received. Shank to the right. An ace for Hirschman. Mishandled in the back row by Brookings. And Hirschman with the ace pulls Huron within 2, 21-19. Hirschman with the serve again. Back row. Serve receive. Pass ahead, Norgaard, Bebensee left side, up the middle, and dumped it in front of Juergens. Bebensee with the kill. And Brookings up 22-19 in set 2. Bebensee, she has 6 kills, 4 in this set. Now it's setter by serving, and she'll get an ace as she dumped it right in front of Juergens. And Brookings 2 points away here at 23-19. Kimber Bye is with the ace. Her second of the night. Serve received. Juergens back set. Meg Moradeth down the line. And they're going to call. Oh, I thought they called a tip. The line judge looked like she called a tip, but then she just called it out on Huron. And Brookings is at set point. 24-19, 8 o'clock. KIJV, AMFM Huron. Serve drops on the line for the ace. Buys with the ace, and Brookings goes up 2-0. 25-19, Brookings takes set 2. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes back here to Brookings on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
or board on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
FNBO is a great big small bank. And for more than 165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small. Here to help you earn more, save more, so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the great big small bank, FNBO, independent and family-owned for 6 generations, and ever so focused on you. Stop on by or visit us at fnbo.com, member FDIC.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Brushing up, bettering yourself, or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.